This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Senate Finance Committee has begun its confirmation hearings for the Treasury Secretary nominee, Janet Yellen. With more, Sagar Magani has this from Associated Press.
Confirmation hearing, Janet Yellen says Congress must do more to help fight the pandemic-induced recession.
Without further action, we risk a longer, more painful recession now and longer-term scarring of the economy later.
Biden's pitched a $1.9 trillion relief plan, but many Republicans, like Finance Committee Chair Chuck Grassley, say that's too expensive and spends too much on non-virus measures, like boosting the minimum wage.
Now is not the time to enact a laundry list of liberal structural economic reforms.
Yellen's expected to be easily confirmed as the nation's first female Treasury chief after serving as the first woman to head the Federal Reserve while Biden was vice president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Less than 24 hours from right now, Joe Biden will no longer be president-elect. He will be president of the United States on the eve of their inauguration. Mr. Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, joined by their spouses, are honoring the lives of the 400,000 Americans who have died from COVID-19 with an event this evening in Washington. Joe Biden will be taking office as U.S. president on Wednesday with a long list of LGBTQ policy pledges, from scrapping Donald Trump's ban on transgender military recruits to passing an anti-discrimination law. The former vice president has promised to appoint a cabinet that looks like America, nominating former rival for the Democratic presidential candidacy, Pete Buttigieg, as the first openly gay cabinet secretary at the Department of Transportation. This is VOA News. China on Tuesday welcomed reports that President-elect Joe Biden may sign an executive order to bring the U.S. back to the Paris Agreement on climate change as soon as he takes office on Wednesday. Hua Chunying is a spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in China. She says China encourages all efforts that are conducive to international cooperation in tackling climate change. China welcomes and expects the new U.S. administration to return to the Paris Agreement and make a positive contribution to global climate governance. The United States last year formally left the Paris Agreement, a global pact it helped forge 5 years ago to avert the threat of catastrophic climate change. The move, long threatened by U.S. President Donald Trump and triggered by his administration, further isolated Washington in the world. You've no doubt been hearing a lot lately about the heightened security taking place in Washington, D.C. since the attack last week on the U.S. Capitol building by racists, insurrectionists, and traitors. Well, the U.S. military is taking no chances for the inauguration in case there are any foxes out there guarding the hen house. Rita Foley from Associated Press.
The FBI's been vetting the thousands of National Guard troops who poured into Washington to protect President-elect Biden's inauguration ceremonies. But now the Secret Service is warning the guardsmen not to post online photos, details, or descriptions of operations or the sensitive sites they're protecting. The acting defense secretary, Christopher Miller, says so far the Pentagon has found no intelligence to indicate any insider threat. I'm Rita Foley.
The World Health Organization General Secretary Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus kicked off the WHO's week-long executive board meeting by lamenting that one poor country got only 25 vaccine doses while more than 39 million doses have been made in nearly 50 other richer nations. The world's wealthiest nation, by the way, not doing so well, clocking in with 399,000 deaths. That, of course, is the United States of America. A military helicopter search team in Pakistan has found the body of a Russian-American man who disappeared Saturday while attempting to climb a mountain in the country's north. Organizers on Tuesday said Alex Goldfarb disappeared as he and his Hungarian teammate Zoltan Slanko were scaling an easy trekking peak before launching at a fast-paced alpine-style ascent on Broad Peak, the 12th highest mountain in the world. Goldfarb pressed ahead alone when Slanko, an experienced climbing instructor, said that it was too dangerous with the weather. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.